As one of America's largest financial services companies, Nationwide supports financial professionals with client-friendly resources and innovative solutions to help create greater retirement security for their clients. Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Broadcasting live to New York, Bloomberg 1130, to Washington, D.C., Bloomberg 991, to Boston, Bloomberg 1200, to San Francisco, Bloomberg 960, to the country, Sirius XM Channel 119, and around the globe, the Bloomberg Radio Plus app and Bloomberg.com. This is Bloomberg Surveillance.
Good morning, it's 8:30. I'm Michael McKee, along with Tom Keene. Our economic indicators are brought to you by Commonwealth Financial Network. When it's time to change the conversation, talk with a broker-dealer RIA that's ready to listen. Call 866-462-3638 or visit commonwealth.com to learn more. Here's an incredible number. Vinny Del Giudice at the First Word Desk with the jobless claims figures.
Michael, jobless claims just above a four-decade low, close to a four-decade low, falling last week by 18,000 to 259,000, more than Wall Street forecasts. Again, jobless claims last week, close to a four-decade low, 259,000. Let's go back to New York.
All right, Vinny Del Giudice, jobless claims in the U.S. near a four-decade low. Tell me, the news is all good for markets this morning.
Olivier Blanchard was heated. He's never heated, but within the grace that Professor Blanchard states, that things are better than good in some of these economies. There is, yeah, his exact quote, there is no fire in the house.
Not at the moment. I mean, it's not like the world is...
said the same thing.
Not like the world is exploding with growth, but it is certainly better than maybe a lot of people in the markets think. As I mentioned, we're watching European banks really, really move. The Stock 600 is up 7 points now, more than 2%. Deutsche Bank up 6.2%. SocGen 6.2%. UniCredit 8.5%. And that is on the back of the ECB's action to not only cut all three of its major rates, the deposit rate down to negative 40 basis points, but to also increase QE by another 20 billion euros to 80 billion.
We're waiting for Mario Draghi. Brendan Brown with us. Honored to have him with us. He has thought long and hard about euro dynamics and global dynamics of banking. 2013, the global curse of the Federal Reserve. Is the rewrite the global curse of the European Central Bank?
That's a very appropriate title, I think, and I see today's...
Mike, could you pull the microphone closer to Dr. Brown? It's his first time he's ever been with us.
And I see today's announcement from the ECB as Act 3 in currency war, plus a massive operation to shear up the weak European banks, most of all in Italy. You're really left worrying whether ECB President Draghi is actually president of the Italian Central Bank.
Well, he's president of the ECB. If it's a currency war, does the BOJ join in there next on the calendar?
Well, I think the question is on the U.S. side. We've had a very lively election campaign, to say the least, in the United States, and a lot of concern about currency manipulation in Japan and China. But it's about time that the politicians here focused on the currency manipulation in Europe.
We are watching Mario Draghi move towards the press conference room at the new ECB headquarters.
Do you see his entourage's balance between Keynesian and neoclassicus? Do you see how he does that? There's no Austrians in his entourage.
He has walked in, and now we get the obligatory photo op where all of the cameras in Europe are trained upon the man of the hour, Mario Draghi, up on the dais with him, Vito Constanzio, the vice president of the ECB. He'll begin his press conference in a moment, and we'll have...
Mike, go to Brendan, please.
I want to ask Brendan, does it mean the Fed is on hold longer?
No, I don't see I think we have to see beyond 5 minutes what the reaction is in the U.S. markets and U.S. economy. But I don't see today's event as a huge market mover or economy mover. I would just make one final comment that there's been a complete failure, I think, of political leadership in Germany to halt this latest assault from Draghi.
Well, we'll see if Mario Draghi talks about that. He's beginning his news conference now in Frankfurt. Let's go to the president of the European Central Bank.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Vice President and I are very pleased to welcome you to our press conference. We will now report on the outcome of today's meeting of the Governing Council, which was also attended by the Commission Vice President, Mr. Dombrovskis. Based on our regular economic and monetary analysis, we have conducted a thorough review of the monetary policy stance, in which we also took into account the new macroeconomic projections by our staff extending into the year 2018. As a result, the Governing Council has decided on a set of measures in the pursuit of its price stability objective. This comprehensive package will exploit the synergies between the different instruments and has been calibrated to further ease financing conditions, stimulate new credit provision, and thereby reinforce the momentum of the euro area's economic recovery and accelerate the return of inflation to levels below but close to 2%. First, as regards the key ECB interest rates, we decided to lower the interest rate on the main refinancing operations of the euro system by 5 basis points to 0, and the rate on the marginal lending facility by 5 basis points to 0.25%. The rate on the deposit facility was lowered by 10 basis points to minus 0.4%. Second, we decided to expand the monthly purchases under our asset purchase program from 60 billion euros to, at present, to 80 billion euros. They are intended to run until the end of March 2017, or beyond if necessary, and in any case until the Governing Council sees a sustained adjustment in the path of inflation consistent with its aim of achieving inflation rates below but close to 2% over the medium term. To ensure the continued smooth implementation of our asset purchases, we also decided to increase the issuer and issue share limits for the purchases of securities issued by eligible international organizations and multilateral development banks from 33% to 50%. Third, we decided to include investment-grade euro-denominated bonds issued by non-bank corporations established in the euro area in the list of assets that are eligible for regular purchases under a new corporate sector purchase program. This will further strengthen the pass-through of our asset purchases to the financing conditions of the real economy. Purchases under the new program will start towards the end of the second quarter of this year. Fourth, we decided to launch a new series of 4 targeted longer-term refinancing operations, TLTRO II, starting in June 2016, each with a maturity of 4 years. These new operations will reinforce the ECB's accommodative monetary policy stance and will strengthen the transmission of monetary policy by further incentivizing bank lending to the real economy. Counterparties will be entitled to borrow up to 30% of the stock of eligible loans as of at the 31st of January 2016. The interest rate under TLTRO II will be fixed over the life of each operation at the rate on the Eurosystem's main refinancing operations prevailing at the time of take-up. For banks whose net lending exceeds a benchmark, the rate applied to the TLTRO II will be lower and can be as low as the interest rate on the deposit facility prevailing at the time of the take-up. There will be no requirement for mandatory early repayments under TLTRO II, and switches from TLTRO I will be allowed. Finally, looking ahead, taking into account the current outlook for price stability, the Governing Council expects the key ECB interest rates to remain at present or lower levels for an extended period of time and well past the horizon of our net asset purchases. Separate press releases with further details of the measures taken by the Governing Council will be published this afternoon at 3:30. Adding to the measures taken since June 2014, with today's comprehensive package of monetary policy decisions, we are providing substantial monetary stimulus to counteract heightened risks to the ECB's price stability objective. While very low or even negative inflation rates are unavoidable over the next few months as a result of movements in oil prices, it is crucial to avoid second-round effects by securing the return of inflation to levels below but close to 2% without undue delay.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed.
Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.